It's coming all right, the secrets of your life. It's coming all right, it's coming all right, the secrets of your life.
Good morning. Good morning. Saturday morning. And welcome to A Word Word with DJ Mike OD. I hope y'all are doing good. Yeah, it's been a long week, but we're finally here. I'm pumped. Hope you are. For our third ever show. But it is always a blast to be here with you guys. It's for the first time actually I'm alone though, so it's a bit of a different vibe in the room right now, but nothing we can't handle, that's for sure. Yeah, so that first song you just heard was Harmony Hall by Vampire Weekend. I've been listening to these guys so much recently, man. Like, I gotta give a shout out to Declan Hayes for that one. Shout out DJ Declan Hayes. He was in the first show. They're his favorite band, so like every time I'm hanging with them, he always plays a bit Vampire Weekend, but I'm not complaining. They're a good band, and yeah, we're gonna see him live in September, I guess. Should be good. But yeah, that was Vampire Weekend with Harmony Hall on that first track. Next, we're about to hear some Kanye West. Actually, I'm feeling that way this morning. I'm feeling a little Kanye this morning. It's hard to find some music that like works for the program from Kanye West's catalog, I guess you could say. But 808s and Heartbreak, it always works out. Probably my favorite album of all time. It's just something else. I highly recommend you give it a listen. It's a whole Kanye West album, it's like 12 songs. You know, he doesn't swear once. It's all just like heartbreak, and it's art. It's art right there. You know what? I don't say that often, but it's something different. So we're gonna play some of that. We're gonna play. Let's see which one we're gonna play. We're gonna play Paranoid on Kanye West's 808s and Heartbreak. Hope you enjoy this one.
Yeah, that's a good paranoid.
Why are you so paranoid? No. Don't be so paranoid. No. Don't be so, baby. Don't worry about it. Hate it. Don't even think about it. You worry about the wrong things. The wrong things. Tell me right now, you really wanna spend your whole life alone? A little time out might do you good, might do what's good for we be done for good. Cause I can make it good, I can make it hood, I can make it come, I can make it go. I can make it high, I can make it fly, make it touch the sky, hey, maybe so. All of the time, you be up in mind, check it through my cell phone, baby, no. You wanna kill the vibe on another night, here's another fight, oh, here we go, oh, here we go. Baby, don't worry about it. Lady, we'll go out to the floor.
Anyway, they don't know.
About the nights alone. So now you're here with me, stress of gratitude, leave that attitude way back at home. Yeah, you see him look, baby, let him look at your cold looks, cause we look cold. Yeah, you heard about all the word of mouth, don't worry about what we can't control. All the talk in the world, lost in the world, till you finally let that thing go. You wanna check into the Heartbreak Hotel, but sorry, we're closed. Baby, don't worry about it. Baby, we'll go out to the floor.
Anyway,
hey,
don't know
to the floor.
The wrong
Last one you just heard was Nobody by Mitski, and the one before that, like I mentioned earlier, was Paranoid by Kanye West. You know, after I started playing the Mitski song Nobody, I kind of realized the bit of humor there, because as I mentioned earlier, I literally am in here with nobody else. I am here alone. So that was maybe it was a bit of a like subconscious thinking right there. Like, yeah, there's nobody else here except for me. So I'll just play some sad music. But yeah, that's been the vibe so far this morning, it seems. Kanye West off his saddest album, one of the saddest albums I've ever heard, 808s and Heartbreak. Talking about like a rough breakup and paranoid, followed by Mitski talking about how alone she is. Yeah, weird vibe so far. But I'm here for it though. Anything, I'm here for anything, you know, especially on Saturday mornings at 7 a.m. on Word with DJ Mike Godey. Dude, it's funny, I came in here and all the lights were on. I was walking up to WMFO, the studio, and I saw all the lights were on from the windows. And I was like, oh, that's funny. Like, maybe someone left them on by accident. Who knows? No, I walk in here and there's literally a show happening. It blew my mind. Some jabronis out there. Actually, not jabroni, I gotta say. Like, he was pretty chill. It was just insane, dude. Like, he was in here at, I'm awful with time, that's at 6 a.m. He was in here at 6 a.m. on a Saturday morning, a college student at 6 a.m. I was like, whose man's respect? It's hard enough. It's wicked hard enough coming in here 7 a.m. And everyone looks at me like I'm crazy. I'm like, yo, dude, come on the radio show 7 a.m. Saturday. And they just laugh my face. They say, oh, it's a good joke, dog. When's it actually? And I'm like, no, it actually is 7 a.m. on Saturday. But this man says, yo, come on in 6 a.m. Saturday. Like, well, couldn't be me. It could not be me, honestly. Because I'm at 7. But yeah, it couldn't be me either, just in hypothetical. It is something else entirely. But yeah, so far you have heard Vampire Weekend, Harmony Hall, Kanye West, Paranoid, and the last one was Mitski's Nobody. Yeah, I think I'll probably get back to the tunes now. Let's see what we're gonna do. I think we're gonna be playing a little bit on his. Oh, I think we're sticking with that sad vibe. We're going with like the sad boy band of the 80s, the Smiths, one of my favorite bands. Which isn't exactly a hot take. I feel like the Smiths are a very popular band among like college students. Like I don't even know. It's just that vibe. But I'm a big Smiths guy though. Overall, some good albums by those guys. But yeah, I'm gonna play the Smiths off their album Louder Than Bombs. This next one's gonna be called Half a Person. I hope you like it.
Call me morbid, call me pale. I've spent 6 years on your trail. 6 long years on your trail. Years on your trail. 6 full years of my life on your trail. And if you have 5 seconds to spare, then I'll tell you the story of my life. 16, clumsy and shy, I went to London and died. I booked myself in at the Y. WCA. I said I like it here, can I stay? I like it here, can I stay? Do you have a vacancy for a back scrubber? She was left behind and sad, and she wrote to me equally dark. She said in the days when you were hopelessly poor, I just liked you more. And if you have 5 seconds to spare, then I'll tell you the story of my life. 16, clumsy and shy, I went to London and died. I booked myself in at the Y. WCA. I
like it here, can I stay? I like it here, can I stay? And do you have a vacancy for a back scrubber? Call me morbid, call me pale. I've spent too long on your trail, far too long chasing your tail. And if you have 5 seconds to spare, then I'll tell you the story of my life. 16, clumsy and shy, that's the story of my life. 16, clumsy and shy, the story of my life. That's the story of my life. That's the story of my life. That's the story of my life. The story of my life.
Just hold on, I'm going home.
All right. So you just heard Drake with Hold On, We're Going Home. Before that was The Smiths, Half a Person. Yeah, I don't know. It's a good day. It's a good Saturday. We're out here. It's 7:29 Eastern time. We are out here, that's for sure. It's actually a nice morning. It's the kind of weather that I like. It's not crazy sunny. It's not crazy warm, but it's kind of warm, you know. And it's a little bit of mist. It's like refreshing. It's a crisp, that crisp morning. I like this weather a lot. Maybe it's because I just get burnt if I'm ever in the sun. Like I video killed the radio star, like they say. So like, it's a good thing you guys can't see me, but I'm as pale as you could be, man. I'm a red-haired Irish lad, with that ghost white skin, boy. You know, not trying to get burned. So I appreciate these kind of overcast, a bit rainy sort of days. That's just in my blood, I guess. I don't know. Right now, we're playing Night Fever off from Saturday Night Fever, the movie by the Bee Gees. The Bee Gees, cheesy wheezy. The Bee Gees. I'm actually a big fan of Bee Gees, low key. It's that good vibe, that disco vibe. Sometimes, man, I wish I was around back then. Like, I feel like I would have killed it at discos. Like, my dance moves are second to none almost. With no formal training, may I add, but no, you gotta listen to Night Fever in the background. I'm still learning the ropes here. You know, we're in this together, guys. Okay, I'm still trying to learn the ropes here. I want like a good like amount of like music in the background. It's not overpowering, but you know, you can still hear me, but it's not just an awkward silence in the background. I think that's just the ideal like goal. So if you are listening, I think I got like 10 listeners right now, so thank you for that. Actually, it's a record, but yeah, if you're listening, give me a call actually and just be like, yo, dude, the music was way too loud in the background, or yo, I hate you. You can say that too, honestly. It's all good. But yeah, we're out here. It's that Saturday morning, that vibe. I don't know what I'm saying anymore. I got very little sleep. I got like less than 5 hours or something. It's just not what you want. But that was Night Fever in the background there. And we're gonna stick with the BJs. BJs. Why are you saying BJs? We're sticking with the BJs. And this next one's called More Than a Woman. I hope you like it. You're listening to Oh Word Word with DJ Mike O.D. on 91.5 WMFO.
Thank you. better than itself, with a language we all understand. With an equal opportunity for all to sing, dance, and clap their hands. Well, just because a record has a groove, don't make it in the groove. But you can tell right away in Dr. A when the people start to move.
Although other physical activities can provide a more vigorous workout, walking is easy, requires no special equipment, and is good exercise for most adults. In urban areas, walking can be an excellent alternative to driving or even taking public transportation. For example, it's just a little over 2.5 miles from the Tufts campus in Medford to Harvard Square in Cambridge, a distance that can be walked in about 45 minutes by a healthy adult. Walking can get you fresh air, exercise, burn calories, save you money, and with all the inattentive and otherwise impaired drivers on the road, it's safer than riding a bike. A public service message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Community Radio. Yeah, I love walking. There, I said it, you know. Sue me if you want to, but I do, in fact, love walking. I'm a big walker. Maybe not in the best of shape as a human being, but as a walker, you know, like, I'm in a good enough shape. Like, if someone was like, yo, let's walk to Harvard Square right now, which apparently is 2.5 miles away, according to that PSA, did not know that, but if someone were to say, yo, let's pop on over, we're going to go to Harvard Square. I'd absolutely be down for that. 2.5 miles, that's nothing, bro. It's nothing. We got that for sure. But no, I'm a big walker though. Honestly, like coming to Tufts, when I first semester Tufts, I lost like 25 pounds. Was that, I don't know what that was. I think it was more like maybe like lack, not lack, but change of diet, I would say. Like a lot of people get that freshman 15, bro. I got that freshman negative 15 and then some. And that was just because, like, I was eating less overall, like not in an unhealthy way, just was eating less. And I was walking a ton more, you know. In high school, I'd kind of just like drive to school, drive home, chill at home, you know. But here, you know, you got to walk up, dude, and you Tufts kids know, man, this hill is no joke. Thing's a killer. And last year I lived in South all the way. It's always the bottom of the hill for you on Tufts folks, which I'm not sure if anyone is not from Tufts who's listening right now, but it's way at the bottom of the hill. And like all of my classes were at the very top of the hill up on the academic quad. And dude, that walk is absolutely no joke. You cannot, you know, scoff. Don't scoff at that. That is a walk and a half. And, you know, it should be treated as such. And no joke, I lost 25 pounds just from walking around. And like, I didn't even go to the gym that much. I go to the gym more now, but back freshman year, bro, I literally, all I did was just like, I ate less, walked more, lost weight. So that PSA, it checks out. It's valid, you know. I saw it in the PSA booklet. I gotta read one PSA every show, and I saw this PSA, and I was like, dude, this is the one. This is the one for me. If this ain't the truth, I don't know what is. If this ain't the truth, bro, then you tell me what is. Like, honestly. So, yes, you heard Bee Gees, Night Fever, followed by Bee Gees, More Than a Woman, followed by Stevie Wonder, Sir Duke. We're sticking, that was 70s, that wee 70s vibe, that disco vibe. Man, at times, like I was saying earlier, bro, like, it's, that's a time period which I think, low-key, I could've did some damage in, honestly. Like, that disco vibe, that 70s vibe, whatever you want to call it, man, that could've been it for me. You know, and even get that falsetto that like all these guys have, you know, More Than a Woman, you know, that's I think I low key could even sing. Who knows, bro? I could have been in the Bee Gees. Okay, probably not. That was maybe a bit of a gross exaggeration on that one, but you know, it seemed to be a very, very, very fun time. A lot of good music, you know. And I'm not one for all these people saying, like, oh, I was born in the wrong generation, bro. Like, all these clowns are like, I hate modern music. I wish I was born 3 decades ago, dude. I'm like, okay, sick. Like, just relax. Like, I mean, we can appreciate it for what it was. I think, personally, everything's obviously going to be romanticized. There was definitely a lot of trash back then, too, as there is today. You just got to, you know, appreciate the current day where you're living at. I don't wish I lived in any other time period, man. I love where I'm at right now, but I think people got to chill with that sort of like wrong generation garbo. But yeah, we were on that 70s vibe. But look at the clock right now, it is 7:45, which on a word with DJ Mike O.D. can only mean one thing, and that is our favorite segment. Our only segment. What's the word? What's the word, Medford kid? On a word. And I would ask my guests right now what their word is. So they're not here though. I guess there's no one here. So it's gonna be just me giving my word of the week. Man, what is the word from this last week? Like, not a ton happened. You know, actually, we're gonna say struggle. Yeah, what's the word, kid? It's struggle. Yeah, a bit dark, but that's been the vibe, man. This semester has been brutal, boy. Like some of these classes, man. Some of these tests. I've been late nights staying up, early mornings banging out work. And yet somehow, you know, you get through the day with a smile on your face, which is all you can ask for, really. But yeah, man, some struggle this last couple of days, bro. And it's tough. It's a toughie for sure, man. I'm sure everyone at Tufts is feeling that, though. That struggle, that work, you know, midterms. I'm taking a midterm due Monday, man. It's today and tomorrow is not going to be fun, but like, we're out here, though. That's what we signed up for, huh? You know? Yeah, that's that's the word. It's a bit of a darker one, maybe. I could think of a lighter-hearted one, I guess. Lighthearted. What's the word? Oh, it's getting nice outside, bro. I do appreciate that. Yesterday was kind of cold. Not even gonna lie on that one. It was kind of rainy too, bro. But I think today's should be nice, man. It should be like 60 something today, and then even tomorrow, I think it's staying with 60s. So like, you know, bless up for that, man. That's exactly what it's exactly what the doctor ordered. Exactly what we want. Yeah, we're not having that baloney, the cold weather anymore. You know, we're sticking with that warm when we're wet, that warm weather vibes, my dude. It's springtime out there. You know, might go play some catch. Who knows? That's I'm jonesing for a catch. That's what I gotta say. Got my baseball mitts, man. Just, I want to hit up like everybody I know and be like, yo, we're playing catch today. Just because I want to be outside, man. It's looking brighter. Earlier it was kind of dark. I'm looking at the window right now. It's looking like maybe the clouds are clearing up a bit. So it'll probably get sunnier as day goes on. Probably get warmer. Now I'm excited to go back out there. But yeah, that was the word on what's the word. On a word. I said word way too many times. Not one sentence. I apologize. But that's what's up. That's the vibe we do. On this program. Yeah. I think I'm done with the 70s though. I think we're gonna kick it out somewhere else. And looking at my playlist here, I think I'm gonna go one of my favorite new bands. They dropped a couple of LPs, not even full length albums. They dropped one, I think, the end of 2017, and dropped another one last summer. No, they dropped one in October, I'm pretty sure. So I saw these guys live. They're a young up and coming band out of Norway, actually, but they're making the rounds though. They're making them indie pop rock circles. But yeah, this is Boy Pablo, one of my favorite up and coming bands, and one of my favorite songs by them, actually. Kind of an underrated song, even in the Boy Pablo catalog, kind of an underrated song. One of my favorites though, since it's called Ready Problems by Boy Pablo.
Problems. never seem to bother. Are you blind or just tired of everything that has been going on lately? You say you're not ready, but will you ever be ready?
Thank you. sisters are cruising the parkway on my TA. I like to tune in to WMFO Medford 91.5 FM. It's wicked piss up.
Thank you for that, that studio ID there. I love that, actually. It's wicked piss up. I love that. There's a whole list of pre-recorded PSAs for us to play here, but I have to play one every hour, either the top or the end of the hour, but I'm kind of messing around with them. There's some goodies on here, but that one was fun. It's wicked pizza, WMFO. But yes, you are listening to 91.5 WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. It's been a pleasure, honestly. As always, though, of course, as always, I love coming out here. It's a pain in the butt to get up at 6:30 on a Saturday. You know that. But I absolutely love coming out here and just vibing with y'all, rocking with y'all. All right now we have 9. I'm not too sure how many folks are out there listening on the radio, actually. I know people are listening on the online, but none of y'all, dude. We're still vibing. I don't even know how many of y'all are actually listening, but none of y'all, we're vibing, we're chilling. Hey, you know, I'm willing to do it, you know? I'm willing to get up every Saturday morning if you are, bro. You know, we need our fans. I'm sure I have very few, but, like, if you do want to continue getting up at 7 a.m. supporting this show, by all means, please do. Please do. I can always use more folks coming in supporting the boys out here. But yeah, it was a tough one, you know, in the studio by myself. You know, something I'm not used to, but I think I did a good job, you know. I think I did. Next time you want, you can give me a call. Hopefully next time I'll have some very special guest stars, but first time it's to you and myself, I think I did all right. Hopefully you agree with me, but unfortunately it is that time. It is 7:59. I'm about to log out, sign off. I really enjoyed coming on here, so thank you for having me. I hope you thoroughly enjoy your Saturday. It seems to be a nice one, dude. It's already getting sunny and warm out there. Go out and soak in the cosmic rays. But yes, have a fantastic Saturday. Have a fantastic week, my friends. And this is a word.